Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all again for tuning in on a Monday night. This is a very good Monday night. The weather is brisk and kind of chilly in Chicago. Besides that, it's my birthday pre-Eve. Yes, it's my pre-birthday. But I decided that even on a day like today, this would be a good day to join in with Blog Talk to listen to the word of on tonight. We are coming to you from Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries of Smile 3E, where I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are coming to you via web, sometimes live by Facebook. And we're just here at 310-864-2354 on Blog Talk for the convenience of those of you all that come and join us by phone. So on tonight, I'm going to find out if Minister Sheila Kaiser is on the phone with me on tonight. Minister Sheila, are you on the phone with me tonight?
Yes, I am here and want to wish you a pre-Eve birthday. So God have blessed you for tonight with a powerful word that I know you're going to give it to us. And I'm just going to turn it back into you. Give me a few minutes to bring me back in, because again, I am stuck at work and people are approaching me, so I don't want them to think that the demon is going to get control of this beautiful program tonight, because I am participating. Back to you, Minister Sylvia.
Excuse me, did anyone call in the main line? Because it's saying that the host did not call in.
I called in the normal line. So I guess Sheila was supposed to call in the main line.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Let me hang up and see what happens.
Okay. Sheila, I hadn't announced I was the speaker tonight yet.
Well, I got that from you a little earlier.
Yeah, but that was a text I sent you and Cecilia.
Okay, let me get it straight, because I'm out here.
That's okay, because we're not on the radio on the show. I was just saying to you,
okay.
I was just trying to find out
okay.
Who was on the line.
Okay. Hi. Yeah, I did follow in on this because I couldn't keep getting through it because I left the code at home. I didn't know I was going to get stuck.
Okay, we're actually on the Blog Talk. What happened was it looked like Minister Sheila had called in, but for some reason she dropped the phone line and didn't call back in, and so we weren't on Blog Talk. But we're on the air right now.
Thank you all for joining in on Blog Talk tonight with Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries through Smile 3E. Here's Sheila Kaiser. We are the host for this program on tonight. Thank God for Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, who has been the person to bring this platform to pass, that we will be able to have Blog Talk. We're here. If you contact us through your telephone lines, it's 310-861-2354. That's how you can reach Blog Talk. Minister Sheila is my co-host, but she's at work right now and she's not able to speak at this time. So what I'm going to do is open the lines up with prayer, with you all can join in with me. and I will be the speaker on tonight. And later on, we will go back and have Minister Sheila join in to close us out in prayer. So on tonight, again, I mentioned earlier, before we found out, there was a mishap with the phone where we wasn't able to contact through Blog Talk. This is my pre-birthday Eve. So with that note, let's pray, okay? God, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Another year, another opportunity to come before you to say, God, I repent of every sin, God, knowingly, unknowingly, willingly, unwillingly. God, I repent of not being what you've called me to be, whom you called me to be, and doing what you instructed me to do. God, I ask you to just be my Lord and Savior. God, I ask you to just bless everyone that's listening on this line, whether it's tonight or in the archives. God, we just ask you to just cover each and every family member, each and every person that comes in contact to bless, even the ones that comes in contact trying to curse. God, what they meant for evil, God, let it be used for your good. God, I'm just asking you to watch over our country, keep our country. God, keep us where I know there's more than one, there's more than 10, there's more than 100 or 1,000 that's willing to worship you, honor you, give you the glory and praise all the days of their life. God, I just ask you to just deliver, deliver our president, deliver everyone that's in his ear that's speaking ill of your country, of your people. God, I just ask you to be God in our lives. I ask you to cover our homes, our vehicles, our jobs. I ask you to cover our children as they come in and going out. God, I ask you to cover us all when we're asleep, when we're woke, God. I ask you to get a hold to the people of the land and put us on one accord, God. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to call out. Teach us to want to pray and want to call out your name, Jesus. Teach us how to want to be saved, God. Give us a desire in our heart to want to be saved. In Jesus' name, we pray these things, and they shall be done. Amen. Okay. On tonight, I would like to just talk to you about what I had shared with God. I was talking with God, and I said, oh, Lord, it's the third Monday coming up, and normally Apostle Sandra Thomas would be our speaker with everything that she's been going through, God. I just hold her up in prayer, and, Lord, what is it that you would have me to say to the body of Christ, to people that's going to be listening, that's going to hear this and that's going to come back later on and listen to this. God, what would you have me to say? And I said, okay, God, you had me speak on before the value of your name. You had me speak on different things. I said, God, what is it that you would have me to talk about? And I was just listening to Kirk Franklin plays on the Sirius radio station, and I was just listening to different people I know and people I don't know, and they was just saying how, why they don't go to church and when they're going to go to church. They were saying, well, I can't go to church right now because I have to get myself right before I can go to church. And I said, God, what does that mean when somebody say they got to get themselves right before they can come to church or before they can get saved? I said, Lord, what is that all about? And I began to just talk to God as I was driving and listen to my, you know, gospel music and stuff. And I just heard what God had dropped in my spirit. And he said, well, do you think you right? Do you think you ready? Do you think you're, you know, capable and able? And I said, yes, Lord, I believe I'm right. I believe I'm capable of wanting to be saved. And I said, but God, I was asking you about other people. And I said, what do they mean by they don't have their stuff together yet before they can come to church? And God said, well, I don't know. He said, maybe you can look it up. And he said, just pray a little more and just talk to me a little more and just get quiet and just listen to what I dropping your spirit and what I'm saying to you. And as I begin to listen to God, and I begin to listen to the different words, the different songs, and when I got home and I got quiet to myself, I heard God say, by the way, who told you what your value was? Who gave you your value? You know, I heard all my life, whose report are you going to believe? And I began to say, God, I opened up the Word of God and I started looking through from Genesis to Revelation. And I thought about, I said, okay, in Genesis, it talked about Adam, the first. In Revelation, it talks about God judging his people, the last. How he started off with the first man and his people. He ended. And I said, okay, God. I said, in the beginning of your word, I see that you talked about Moses. And I said, Moses wasn't prepared. He didn't get it right when you called him. I said, well, Lord, you know, Moses was known as a child that was, before, you know, see, when he was born, he was born with a death sentence on his head by the king, because he was a male child. And the king was looking to kill the deliverer. And as he went on, Moses became a child of promise, where he due for his people, God had him taught and had him lifted up in front of the people. And then Moses became a murderer. Then if you look at Moses even married outside of his people. Not just outside of his people, but from what I was taught, he married a Ethiopian woman. And we know that's supposed to be an African, a black woman. But then as time went on, Moses was one of the chosen ones by God, because God chose him to go back to become a leader to lead his people out, where Moses didn't start off right. Moses may not even have ended up right, but he was still chosen of God. But look at his background. He was a convicted because of the king. He was educated because of the Pharaoh's daughter. He was he was cast out because he killed someone. He became a murderer, and then he came back as the chosen one. So who's to say who gives you your value? Are you letting God give you your value, or are you letting man give you your value? Then as I read on, I went across Daniel. Well, Daniel was known to God as a man with an excellent spirit. Reading up on Daniel, I saw that not only was he a servant, but he also had became someone that the king loved, that the king admired. Someone that the king had even desired to serve the God that Daniel served, because even though Daniel was up high, as we would say, on the throne, but God had put Daniel in the king's hand. Brother Daniel, the love of the king had for Daniel, God put it in that king's hand and his heart to love this man that was considered a servant. So who's to say what's your value? Are you going to let God put a value on you, or are you going to let man? Then as I read on a little longer, I went across the name of David. David was known as the second king of Israel, but we also know that David was a young shepherd. He was also known as a musician. He was also known as the young man that couldn't stand the Philippines for the way that he talked about David's people. He also was known as the young man that killed Goliath, the giant. Not Goliath, I'm sorry. Excuse me for forgetting the giant's name at this moment. David killed Goliath. I cannot pronounce his name right now. I'm sorry. But David was also known by God as a person with a pure heart, that no matter what David did, he would always go back to God because he desired to please God. David was a lot of things. One thing David knew was God had the right to judge him and give him value, but not man. And when you look at David in his heart, he was saying, you're not going to judge me or anyone else, because only the right, the truth of the value of my life comes from God, the value that God has put on me. So when I looked at David and I said, out of all things, a lot of people could measure themselves up to or not measure themselves up to, they could look at David's life and the things that David did and didn't do and say, if God can love David and deliver David, what makes you think God can't love you and deliver you in the place that you're in or in the mess that you're in? If you allow God to come into your life, somebody, could you please put your phone on mute, because there's a lot of feedback I'm getting. David was loved by God. He was loved by God tremendously. And as I read on a little further in the Word, and just sitting back and just giving God some time, I ran across, Joseph wasn't a rich man, but Joseph was known as a father that took on a lifestyle that nobody else could take on. He had became a father later on in life, and you're gonna know what Joseph I'm talking about any minute. He was known as a young boy of many colors for his coat. He was always telling his brothers and stuff about his dreams. He was highly loved by his father. He was also hated by his brothers. You know, so when you think about Joseph, you think about the strongest level of hatred that you can have, and it wasn't by strangers. It was by your own bloodline. Joseph was the youngest son at the time when his brothers had sold him into slavery. And they went and told the father that he had been killed. And they showed the father his coat of many colors that his dad made for him. And the father wept. He wept. He wept for that son, I believe, for many, 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 many years, from what I read in the Bible. Joseph was in prison because of the lie that was told on him. And a long story short, Joseph ended up the most powerful man in Egypt. The only person that was more powerful than Joseph was Pharaoh. Okay, you getting it? He went from being sold into slavery by his jealous brothers going through different things and having to deal with different things. And but then he got promoted. He got promoted to, as you say, next in line. Pharaoh, the king, loved him. So that showed you the promotion that God gave him. Again, who's giving you your promotion? Who's giving you your value? You letting God do it? Or you letting man do it? And then for those women out there that we know that says, oh, well, she's talking about men. She's talking about David. She's talking about Daniel. She's talking about Moses. She even talked a little about Adam. She talked about Joseph. For the women, okay. Well, if you look in the Word in the Old Testament, it tells you about a warrior. Not only a warrior, but a wife, a mother. Her name was Deborah. And if I'm not mistaken, the young man, now I think he pronounced it as Barak, he said to Deborah, if you go with me, then I'll go. But if you don't, then I won't. Deborah was a warrior. She fought with them where God had delivered them, the people, into a woman's hand. When you start looking in the Word of God, when you start seeing where God has blessed and where God has did different things and where God has no respect to person, you have to sit back and say, okay, God, I know you have blessed men, you have blessed women, but you have to understand that God has no respect to person. He don't get into, are you a man or a woman? He gets into who's going to do his will, who's going to do what he said, not what you thought he said or something like what he said, but you're going to do what God said. And when I tell you that this woman was a warrior, she was a wife, she was a mother, you know, but you have to understand, she knew her value in each one of those departments. When she was a wife, she knew how to be a wife to her husband. When she was a mother, she knew how to be a mother to her children. When she was a warrior, she knew how to stand and fight. You know, so she knew her value. She knew her worth. And if that's not enough, what about we have some Esthers in this world where not only was Esther didn't have a mother and father because they died. She had an uncle that loved her. She had an uncle that understood that he had been given a gift from God because he didn't have any kids. He was given a gift from God to raise this young lady, and he and bringing her up was going to be his responsibility. So she was not rich. She was not any of those things, but she was beautiful. So when Queen Vesta, I'm hoping I pronounced her name right, when the queen denied the king's wish to come see him at the feast when he wanted to show her off, ended up, a long story short, ended up where he threw a feast and all the virgins were brought to the king and a certain amount was, well, Esther was one of the young ladies that was picked and she was chosen. She was given everything she needed to clean up, to purify her body, to purify her skin, to purify herself, to be presented to the king. There was a movie that's made, A Night with the King, where it tells about how she had been I'm trying to see the best way to put it. Well, she had been put in a position where King was captured by her beauty and he was just captured with the poise of this young lady. And when the king married her, where she went from being a peasant girl, she became a queen. And she was able to do something because one thing she understood was to pray, fast and pray before going to God. Fast and pray, going to God to speak of what was in her heart and to get guidance and leadership from God to show her how to go about doing things. And when she was able to go before the king without doing it the proper way, that God had touched this king's heart, that he did not dismiss her in the way back in that day that they did deal with women that broke, as they say, their law, because she knew her value. She had God's word, and she had the love of God on her to trust God that when she go before the king, when she entered the chambers or the courtyard, she would not be killed or destroyed. She trusted God because she knew if her God told her to do something, it was okay. If that's not enough for you, what about Ruth? Ruth not only took on another people after she married Naomi's son and he got killed, Ruth also decided she wasn't going to leave her mother-in-law. After her mother-in-law had lost her husband, or Ruth's husband and Orpah's husband, she decided when Naomi told her to go back to her people, and everything, Ruth said, no, your people is my people, and your God is my God. She stayed back, and she took care of Naomi, because not only did Ruth know that Naomi's value, that was her mother-in-law, Ruth understood the value of taking care of someone that needed to be taken care of. She was able to see the value in her mother-in-law. When she married her son, she had to get to know her mother-in-law for her to love her enough to say, I'm going to stay. Ruth had became became a widow. Then she became a caregiver because she had really, really loved her mother-in-law, which was elderly, that was unable to go and remarry and have children in that time of day. So when she did come, God put her in a place that she was able to be saw by Boaz. Boaz saw who she, this woman, and he made sure that she was taken care of. So when you look at your value, not only did God give her value in a family that she can love and she can keep the identity of knowing that she didn't have to go back to a people that had many gods. She stayed with a woman that served, loved, and respected, and honored, and gave glory and honor to one God. She knew the value of serving our Lord and Christ, Jesus, our Father Jehovah. She knew that staying over here, knowing her value of taking care of her mother-in-law, that she was going to be provided for. So she understood the value of staying with Naomi, but in staying with Naomi, she ended up being blessed because God knew the value he had put on this woman, because by her blessing one, God allowed her to be blessed. Then if you want to go even further, we can go with Mary. Mary was Jesus' mama. Yeah, I said Jesus' mama. We could say Mary was the mother of Jesus, yeah. Mary was Jesus' mama. Because, see, me being a black kid from Chicago on the west side, you know, I was black before I became African-American. And one thing I knew about being black was that our mamas would say, hook or crook, I'm going to take care of my kid. I said, our mamas. That's why I said Mary was Jesus' mama. Our mamas knew how to take neck bones and potatoes and onions and beans and cornbread and make a meal. Our mamas knew how to take us to the secondhand store and get some clothes and put them together and make people and iron them and make people think we'd have been somewhere shopping. Our mamas knew how to take lard and put it on our hair and put that hot comb on it for those that needed. Ooh, thank God I wasn't one of them kids. But our mamas knew how to teach us how to take a washboard and clean our shoestrings. Because, you know, no matter how you show shoes, your little white kids we used to wear when I was a child, if your shoestrings weren't clean, your shoes weren't clean. Our mamas would teach us how to mix some cornstarch and water and stuff together and make starch and how to iron our clothes. And when we didn't have a iron, to put the seams together and put our pants under the mattress and make a crease. Our mamas taught us how to turn, when you did look up and have hot water, turn the hot water on in the bathroom and hang your clothes up in there and let the steam break the wrinkles out. See, Jesus had a mama that knew that he was only given to her for a little while, so she did what she had to do. But when it was time for him to go about his father's business, I'm sure Mary didn't want to let him go. You know, I'm sure Mary was like, Lord, I haven't had him long enough. I need him a little while longer. But as a mama, she knew when it was time to let go. See, mamas don't always know when it's time to let go. Sometimes you have to know the value of raising a boy to say, it's time for you to grow up and become a man. Because, see, sometimes you can hold on to your boy so long that you will be the one to hear he could have been somebody's good husband if he hadn't have been his mama, stupid man, or his mama, little man. So I just threw that in there for somebody that needed to hear that. And mamas know how to tell their daughters, it's time to grow up and raise your own kids. Or it's time for you to stop running around here looking for everybody else to do something for you when you need to grow up. So you have to know when it's your value. You have to know when it's time to say, okay, God, I'm tired of playing safe. I'm tired of trying to be safe. I'm just tired, God. I know my value, Lord. And if I don't know, God, can you just help me? Can you show me between Genesis and Revelation how I would go about my value? Because, see, I told you, after God, in the beginning in Genesis, created heavens and the earth, he put Adam. Adam was the first. That's in Genesis. And then he comes on through the other books, and when he come back for the church. So I'm saying all that to say, who told you your value? Who told you had to get it right before you can come to God? Because just telling you about the nine people I told you about, the tenth person is you. So whatever your name is, just say, okay, God, first it was Moses, then Daniel, then David. Then she talked about Adam a little bit, even though he was first. and Joseph and Deborah. She talked about Esther and Ruth. She even talked about Mary. But God, now she's telling me to ask you about me. Lord, what is my value? How do I recognize and realize my value? How do I recognize and realize the value I should put on you? Because out of all the things you should do, you should value your life and your experience and your time with God. I didn't say you had to dot every I and cross every T, because the word of God said there's none perfect but one. And that one ain't, we know it ain't us. We know that. Because, see, we could perfectly be mad, perfectly give up, perfectly don't pay attention. But I'm just saying, I want God to just come into my life. I want him to teach me how to respect myself. I want him to teach me how to know my value. Want him to teach me how to hold my value. I want God to teach me how to accept the value he has put in and on my life. Because just because I may not have been born in the right family, as we would say, or live in the right house or driving the right car, I still know my value. I know the value of my household. I know the value of the head of my household. I know the value of everything that God has put in my life. And I wasn't born knowing this. I've learned this over time. I've learned the value of being able to go to God and say, God, teach me. If you're not tired of delivering me, Lord, I'm not tired of being delivered. I've learned the value of sometimes just having to be quiet. I'm learning the value of sometime and being quiet, because one thing I do know, I thank God that even though it's my birthday Eve, I have a lot of friends didn't make it. And I have to say, God, I thank you, because I value my life. I value my time on this side of the dirt. I'm valuing a lot of things in my life that before I may not have paid attention to or gave much thought to. But in the last 30 days, I've lost so many people that I grew up with. They said come in threes. Yes, in the last 30 days, I've lost not just three people I know, but three people I've known since I was a child. And when you sit back and look at it and you think about the valuable friendship, see, that's something I could put a value on, because I had the value I had of the friendship with them. But I'm saying tonight, I'm asking you all, as a birthday gift to me, if you can't give me anything, just give me the knowledge that to say you will go to God and ask God to teach you your value. That's the most valuable thing you could do for me and yourself on my birthday. That's a birthday present I'm asking you to give me. Because on, you know, birthdays, we always look at what somebody give us, how much they spent on us. Like today, my husband gave me some balloons, some beautiful roses, my favorite ice cream, black walnut, and my favorite cake, chocolate cake with white buttercream icing. He personalized the cake to me. And I'm looking at all that, and I'm saying that's what God wants to do, give you a personalized life with your name on it, because he wants to tell you your value. So my question is, again, who gave you your value? But I want your answer to be, I'm trusting God to tell me how valuable I truly am. So on that note, I'm going to end my conversation. I was a little nervous because I was trying to say so much, and I hope I said it right. If I didn't, y'all, forgive my head, not my heart. And just again, ask God to do what you need for him to do. You know what you need, not me. You know what prayer you need to pray, not me, for you. Go to God in your secret place and ask him to deliver you, to deliver your mind, and to give you desire. I'm not saying if you don't want to be saved. When I was growing up, the old folks used to say, ask God to give you a desire to want to be saved. And that's what I'm asking you on tonight. Ask God to give you a desire to want to be saved so that you could find out your true value in the Lord and Jesus Christ so that your name will be written in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to hand it over to either Apostle Elect Cecilia or Minister Sheila, because I do know this Minister Sheila's at work. So I'm going to hand it to one of them at this time and ask them to open the lines to see if anybody have anything to say. Amen.
The lines are open.
Okay, the lines are open if anybody have anything to say.
Well, this is Cecilia. I just want to say I thank God for his word. I thank God for teaching us the importance of knowing that our value is in and through him. And without him, the value that mankind would give us would be temporal, but there is no greater value than being a son or daughter of the Most High God. And a lot of times mankind would want us to think that that is a small thing, but that's a valuable and priceless thing to be part of the royal priesthood, to be called an heir, to be called a Christian. I'm not just talking about when you see this award show and that award show, everybody on there saying that they're Christians, when we know that God knows the heart of every man and every woman. But it is priceless to be an engrafted son or daughter of the Most High God. Just think of that, eternal life with God versus eternal damnation in Hades with the devil. That is priceless. Eternal life, not this temporal stuff, not this stuff that causes us to grow old and have aches and pains and sickness and dis-ease and all types of things that are going on. As Minister Sylvia was talking about earlier about the temporal riches, but to know that there is no price, no value, no anything that is more valuable than truly, truly, truly being the redeemed of the Lord. And if you haven't heard this before, that just means you hadn't heard it before. But let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's all I have.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect Cecilia. Thank you so much for those comments. Anyone else?
Good evening, good evening. I just want to say thank you for the word. Thank you for all that you're saying. Because yet today, a lot of people don't know, they need to value their life that God has given them. Because as you said, so many have not made it to this day. Some didn't make it till yesterday, this morning. The value is the life that God has given you. Without God and the Lord Jesus, you have no value. You have no life. So you need to give the thanks to the Lord and to ask him to fix you, in the way he wants you to be. Because of him, you do have a life. And that is the value of life is through him and only to him. I want to say thank you so much for the word. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just want to say, God, without you, I wouldn't have this value to say I thank you and I praise your name, because yet I am still here with life and capability because of you. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila Kaiser, for those words of encouragement. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else that would like to say anything? Okay, thank you all for listening in on tonight. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she would pray us out tonight. Also, I will be back momentarily to give you our closing remarks. Minister Sheila. Okay, I guess Minister Sheila isn't able to pray us out.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm trying to get things straight and not interrupt. But Father God, we understand that we need to understand that the presence and the life that we have today is through you and only to you. We need to wake up and praise and thank you for another day, for another hour, second, or minute that we have because of you. Lord, I want you to give honor and praises to us and to help us understand and help those that don't know to know, to have people to learn, to teach them to know more and more of you, Lord. Bless my sisters, my brothers, my children, my grandchildren, my new granddaughter that you gave life to bring into this world yesterday to make us have another child of God that is from you and cause you, and bless us, bless her that you brought her here healthy, strong, and capable, and will be growing to know the value and knowledge of you. I ask you to bless Apostle Sandra Thomas, a woman of wisdom and knowledge that have been for longing, teaching and helping us to understand the word and the treasures of loving you. I thank you for blessing Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, the woman that you have gave knowledge and wisdom to bring us through to this program that we have to worship you and to praise your name. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, the young man of knowledge and words and wisdom and knowledge to teach and to help us understand you. I ask you to bless Pastor Troy Thomas, another young man of wisdom and knowledge who can teach and help us to understand the wisdom of you. I thank you too for Kathy Kendall, another woman of knowledge and love to preach and to understand and to help us understand. Thank you for Dr. Serena Wright, another woman of God who can help us pray and to learn and the teaching of the Lord Jesus, our God and our Father. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser, the woman that is head of this program, the minister of this program, the host of the program, that has the mightiful word that she has brought to us tonight. Thank you for Minister Brandon Kaiser, who is another young man that has a lot of knowledge and teaching and understanding and can help the young to understand that, Lord, you work at all ages and all minds, and you will bless us with all races. Lord, I just ask you to bless us all, to teach us all, to help us understand, to send us angels to cover us, to understand, to teach us, and to bring us out of that evil, devious, devilish way. I ask you to bless us in the name of Jesus, our Lord, our Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Just going to add on, I'm asking everyone to just call out Apostle-elect Cecilia's name through these ventures that she's enduring at this time. She's furthering on, she's going for her doctorate. I'm asking you all to hold up in prayer. I'm asking you all to just ask God to just cover her and keep her. I'm asking her job to line up with the Word of God. I'm asking her job to line up with being a blessing to her, because as I said earlier, that Apostle Alexis Celia Kaiser is the one that made it possible for this ministry to come forth. God gave her the vision to give birth to this ministry. And I'm just asking you all to just hold her up in prayer. Warfare is definitely needed. She needs her prayer warriors to constantly pray for her. I said P-R-A-Y for her, pray for her, not P-R-E-Y. Just keep her up before God. Is that all right with you all? Okay, amen. All right. I would like to say next Monday night, we will be back here on Blog Talk. And our speaker should be Pastor Prophet Antoine Thomas. So spread the word. Let people know. Don't forget to call in every Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, that will be coming to you with God Still Heals. Don't forget, every Sunday morning, 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So with that being said, I want to say we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And again, please hold Apostle Sandra Thomas and Apostle Alexis Kaiser up in your prayers. If nothing else was said, please know your value, understand your value, and go to God to get your personal message from him about your value. Amen. Amen. Good night.